He went to school for only 1 year, but he was curious and taught himself many things. They had hardly any supplies, and of course, no electricity. Abraham spent many hours reading by the fire's glow. One day, he was kicked in the head by a mule. He slept for 2 days. Then he woke up and grew up and decided to be a lawyer. He did like to argue. He lived in Springfield, Illinois, and got a reputation as a smart and honest man. They called him Honest Abe. He had a family that he loved very much. His wife, Mary, who was very short, and 4 sons. They laughed and had lots of friends, and even ran around a little wild. I wonder if Mary and Abraham had nicknames for each other. Did she call him Linky? Did he call her Little Plumpy? Maybe. Abe worked hard and became interested in the government. He decided he would run for president. And on March 4th, 1861, he was inaugurated President of the United States. On the day he was elected, I bet Mary made his favorite vanilla cake. But maybe he forgot to eat his slice. He was often too busy thinking to eat. Lincoln wore a very tall hat. With his hat on, he was 7 feet tall. He wrote many notes and stuffed them inside his hat. What was he thinking about? He was thinking about democracy, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution created by the founders of this country. He was thinking about freedom and doing good for mankind. And maybe he was also thinking about getting a birthday present for his little son. Maybe a whistle. Or pickup sticks. What did he love? He loved his dog Fido. I think Fido was cross-eyed.